Now, words and their stories from VOA Learning English. When we talk about weather, a whirlwind is a very strong wind that moves in a spinning or swirling motion. Whirlwinds can cause great damage to trees, buildings, and other types of property. They can be violent, but they can also happen in a limited area and for a limited time. We can use whirlwind to describe things in our lives, too. These things happen in a confused rush. For example, a whirlwind day is filled with back-to-back activities. And all those activities happen very quickly. It is a frenzy. Let's say your life has suddenly become very busy. You can say, "Ugh, lately my life has been a whirlwind." This can be good or bad. In life, whirlwinds involve many quickly changing events and feelings. Again, it is hard to keep track of everything that is happening. Sometimes we use whirlwind with other words, such as activity. For example, during elections, the senator's office was always a whirlwind of activity. You can also make that activity specific. You can say, "The office was a whirlwind of political activity." Let's say you had a day filled with a whirlwind of meetings. You had so many meetings that the day is a blur. All the meetings happened quickly and seemed to run together. You can also use this word as an adjective. It describes something that is like a whirlwind, especially in speed or force. So if you find success as a singer, you may find yourself having a whirlwind worldwide tour one day. One day, you may also find yourself in a whirlwind romance. This type of romance happens fast and is very exciting. Whirlwind romances usually are good subjects in movies. In real life, they may happen fast, seem crazy, and then end just as fast. Like a weather whirlwind. That is quite a tongue twister. Weather whirlwind. Here's another example. I don't really like shopping, unless it's for food. But once I had to go shopping to prepare for a friend's wedding. I had to buy a fancy dress, fancy shoes, and other fancy things to look, you know, fancy. I went to a big department store and was a whirlwind of careless shopping. After I left, every area was a mess. A whirlwind can also describe something that happens violently and causes damages. Let's say I have a friend who is beautiful, but is also a bit of a mess. Things always seem to go a little crazy with Cornelia. But you can't tell men that. They just don't listen. So I've stopped trying. When men want to date her, I've learned just to mind my own business and watch the craziness happen. So a whirlwind can be both a good or bad rush of activity. We here at VOA Learning English are a whirlwind of English teaching programs. Hopefully for you, that's a good thing. Until next time, I'm Anna Mateo.